about to begin a brand new sugya. So the Gemara asked the question in the previous sugya that we don't quite understand what was mechayev these two partners to split up the field. The field was a davish embo din chalukah. The chotzer not the field. The chotzer was an embo din chalukah. There's nothing objectively obligating them to split up the shuftus, and yet they entered into an agreement that all of a sudden hocus pocus that agreement is mechayev them. That agreement is mishabed them. Was it based on what? Based on they gave the word. Word. Talk is cheap. Never tell a lie, but Tachlis Beisim's not going to enforce that. So he says, no. Hachlam Ha'eskina, they made a kid in Chalipa, a kid in Suda. Oh. The Zayis, the fun of Yisrael, like Ula Ve'ala Tmur, the Kaim Kodavra, a kid in Suda, Gavaldik, Mayredik. He says, come on. Kid in Suda, it's like a kid in Dvar Mi'alma. What was the Kinyan on? They were mishabed themselves. They made a Kinyan to do an action of splitting up a field. What's my kidney is that? Kidney is typhus in character, kidney is typhus in metal, typhus in devorim, in chafotzim. The kidney is not typhus in a maisev. Again, we spent a lot of time last week, trying to fine tune what that means. What is a maisev? It's not a maisev. Where does the shibud aguf fit into the picture? But tachlis, if you don't think this is the kidney devorim, that's kind of hard to find what is the kidney devorim. This is the classic kidney devorim. So, what says you're right? If the agreement was simply just to split up a field, that's not going to be binding. So, as the Gemara, we have to touch it up a little bit. Bishakana biyadim beruchais. It wasn't just a shiba, it wasn't just a kinyan to divide arbitrarily the backyard, the chotzer. But rather they spelled out and said, Reuven is going to receive that half of the field. They marked it off. Shimon's going to receive that half of the field. They marked it off. So now we're talking about a chetzah. We're talking about something tangible. So we can have a kinyan on that. L'chaim kodova, shol bishnalo, b'zay situv b'yisrael, kinyan chalipin kicks in. Baruch Hashem, we solved the problem. And almost like as an afterthought, Rav Ashi Omar, by the way, says Rav Ashi, I got another great kinyan for you. Forget Chalipin, forget last week's sugya. They made a kinyan chazoka. So each one of them made a valid kinyan chazoka. What's a valid kinyan chazoka? I don't know. Learn Kedushin, you forget what chazoka is. Learn sukkahs and mamitsiv, Rav Ashi, figure out what's meant to kinyan chazoka. So according to the first answer, the Gemara was still sticking, we're still invoking Kinyan Suda. We just had to touch it up a little bit to avoid any complications of the Kinyan Devara. According to the second answer, the Gemara, we have a new Kinyan, forget about Kinyan Suda, Kinyan Chazokam. So there's a major machlekes of Rishayim. What is the significance from a textual point of view of the second answer of Rashi? The Chara of Rashi's answer is superfluous. We already solved the problem. Our goal in Baba Basa Dev Gimel is just to finish up Hezek Riyah, move to Daf Hey, get the Cheskevat, and we got a whole agenda for this year. We're not really particularly interested in learning the intricacies of Hilchos Kinyanim, right? We wouldn't have spent the whole week on that last week, but the goal here is to learn Daf Gimel, not to talk about all the different possible ways to Hanukkah Karaka. And so Rav Ashi's terrors is really a little bit superfluous. So the Ramban says, Yitaka, right. Rav Ashi didn't really add much. It's just that there were two different answers to discussion. Where's the kinyan? What's my kinyan? So half the Amoraim were going down the root of a kinyan suda. Rav Ashi is going down the root of kinyan chazoka. There's no great chiddush Rav Ashi is giving. The first answer was good enough, but Rav Ashi gave a second answer. And then when the Chachme Gemara, the Tamidim, Ravina, Rav Ashi, they were misad at the Gemara, so they incorporated all the answers. They wanted Rav Ashi to feel good. They wanted the other Amoraim to feel good. All the answers are valid answers. Is there any chiddush in the second answer? No. No great, no grandiose chiddush. That's the Ramban's pshat in the sugya. If you go down the pshat in the sugya, like I said, then it's 12:16. I wish we could have mincha ready. She has over. You can go, take a nap, whatever else you want to do this afternoon. She has a night over. We have a very nice answer about chalip, and a very nice answer about chazok, and she can call it a day. So call the whole group of Rishayim that can't believe it. That can't be pshat in the Gemara. If the Chachmei Gemara stuck in Rav Ashi's line, it wasn't just cute to give Rav Ashi, make him feel a little pat on the back. There was something that Rav Ashi was trying to add. There was something mechudash here, something that we wouldn't have figured out on our own. And now the multi-million-dollar question is, what is it? What great secret lies within the words of Rav Ashi? So Ramban says nothing. But Taisus thought there is. There's some grandiose secret. And what is that secret? So comes Taisus and tries to explain it. So comes Taisus. Temelari, Rav Ashi Amar. Temelari. Those who are following the Ramakomis, the fourth Ramakomis. I never heard a kinyan chazaka until now. So Taisa says, this is what Rav Ashi was being Miramis to. There happens to be a halacha tucked away in the third parak of Rav Ashi, it happens to also appear in the fifth parak of Rav Kama, called Amiras Lechazek Ukini. What Amiras Lechazek Ukini means, when I sell you land, at the time of the Mechira, I have to say to you, go and do the Chazak. It has to be clear, Bishas Ma'isa, that I'm giving you permission to go do the Chazak. If I told you a month ago, yeah, I'm willing to sell your land, go do the chazaka, that's no good. The halacha requires lechazek ukini. So comes Tyson and says, this time that's what Rav Ashi is alluding to. Bamed v'amemurim, that you require lechazek ukini, that's by normal mechiras. Over this, we don't even know what the over this is, we're not even sure why this is any different, but zok the three, vis-a-vis the requirement, the otherwise ironclad requirement of lechazek ukini, that requirement doesn't apply here. Bechlukas hashifus. That's the pshat in the gemara. That's the chiddush of Rav Ashi. Why not? Marashach. The ri is guilty of overkill. If you believe the lechazek ukini is important, and you wouldn't mean if you believe it. The gemara says it. The gemara says it's important. We believe what the gemara says. So the gemara says that lechazek ukini is critical. So, if it's so critical, why isn't it critical here as well? So what is it about what's happening on the Gimel and Bava Basra that does not necessitate an otherwise critical component of Kinyan called Lechazek Ukini? So Taisa is very unclear. Taisa doesn't spell out what it is. So the Rosh adds a little bit. With Taisa ends, the Rosh begins. So the Rosh in the fifth of Rambam came is Tamias, the same Kash. Shemai Kamash and Ravash, Shemai Shalit, Kash, Chazok, where you never learn Kedusha. Obviously, he agreed. If he didn't agree, then it's Geneva. Now the Rosh is asked the Alpha B. So the Rosh, Hani Mili, third line of the Rosh, the fifth of Rami Kamis. Hani Mili Bedavish Ein Lo Chelak Boy Ela Bekinyan Zeh. But Medvar Mumi, you need Lechaz Ukini, I'm buying a field from you. You weren't shaykh to this field before. I'm buying a house from you. I mean, I wasn't shaykh. I'm coming as a lokeh, I'm coming Yesh Me'ayin. Then I require a Mius Lechaz Ukini. Aval Hocha Shea Karka Hishal Shneim, whereas over here, the Karka belongs to both of them. Moelas Chazak will be dying to Shlom Afon, but feel all Lechaz Ukini. Here, it's not a Mechiris Karka. What is Rabbi Sayyid? It's a chalukas hashutfis. Reuven shayach to this character, Shimon shayach to this character. So all we're doing is being mechalak hashutfis. A chiluk hashutfis doesn't require an amiras lechazek ukini. It's a chiddush from the Rosh. Mistama, that's what Taisa is driving. Taisa didn't explain this to Kuv. Mistama, that's what Taisa is driving about as well. Anyone understand this Rosh? Anyone want to explain to me what the Rosh has said? I have a kash in the Rosh. It's one of my favorite kashas. What? True, but what? But irrelevant, whatever the meaning. So I admit the Rosh is 100% right. That this is not a mechira, this is a chiluk hashutfis. So therefore what? So in order to understand the Rosh, why you don't need lechazek ukini, what must you understand first? Klal gadol in learning in life. If you want to try to understand, a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to understand the exceptions to the rule. That's a waste of time. It's much more important to understand the rule itself. If and when you understand the rule, then you can begin to appreciate why there are exceptions, what the lumbus of the exceptions and rules. But if you spend your life trying to analyze all the yaitzim in a klal, and you forgot to understand the klal properly, so then you're working backwards in logic. So we have to push the Rosh back into the corner and say, wait a second. Why did we need lechazek ukini in the first place? Gemara Bava Basra says, lechazek ukini. Gemara Bava Kama, lechazek ukini. The Rosh is qualifying that and limiting putting the brakes in that klal. What's the main klal? What's the yisayid hazav for lechazek ukini in the first place? That's the real kash. That's the real shal you have to ask yourself. What do you think? Any ideas? What do you need lechazek ukini for?
In the galah that you want to sell.
So Jeremy's saying, what we would call almost like, we're not going to insult Jeremy with this one, but we'd call it the Balbatush. Okay? I was going to say the Amaratztik of Pshat. I wouldn't say that. Called the Balbalim Pshat. Namely, Leich Chazak Kuni is not rooted in any some deep, dark, halachic mystery. It's simply a way of assessing what? Does anyone want to sell or not? Now, we all know that if I take your property without Das Machna, we have a name for that. You know what we call it? It's called Gezeila. Okay? So, for Shteitzach, the halacha requires Das. How do you know the guy agrees? So, Leich Chazak Kuni is simply an umdah, simply a way that Chazal used to Mishayer that if he told you 6 months ago, yeah, I want to sell it all. Imagine, I put my house for sale. I want to sell 36 Rechtekor. And then a guy comes and says, yeah, I'd like to buy. I say, okay, great. I'm going away for it. I'm not selling it yet. First, I have to wait till the shul moves next door. We have to have a benefit concert. You should rebut. A lot of things going on in the shul. A lot of exciting happenings. We got to raise a lot of money. And then eventually, someday, hopefully, probably before the shul comes, we'll have a... I shouldn't say that. The other way around. Shul should come before the shul comes. But whatever it is, so, at some point, I'm willing to sell 36 rectifiers. Maybe Kenzai. So, I said, you come back to me in 2 years from now. You go ahead. And 2 years later, the shul was already sold. The shul was already built. And now Sobolovsky probably is interested in maybe selling it. He wants to downsize a little bit. He wants to move to, an apartment. Those who don't know my layout of my shul don't know what I'm talking about. But, come day, maybe something will have Shesha Baton. You'll get a chance to see. So, 2 years later, you go ahead and you make a kinyan chazaka on my house. It's to be sugar. So, what's your taina? Rabbi, you told me I can buy the house in 2 years from now. I said, 2 years? You know what happened? 2 years. Baruch Hashem, Blina, if you go grandchildren, I realize, I need more room in the house. Not so simple, My wife decides she doesn't want to sell so fast. I don't know, maybe my mother wants to move in. I'll give you a million reasons why I don't want to sell the house. Nobody should take any of this, any indication the rabbi's going anywhere. But this is just, Dvaram, I'm going. So.
No kidding.
No kidding. Elim Bechlech with Dvaram. Especially since my wife's the co-owner of the house. For other reasons, I can't sell the house. Anyway, so would anybody say that you can make a kinyan? It's kind of a joke. But the machzik says, but Rabbi, you gave me your word, you told me you could sell it. That was 2 years ago. So maybe that's the pshat, that's what Jeremy's saying. Lei chazgu kini is just a way of lamaisa, just making sure that we're really on board here, that there's a real gemuras das to sell the house. That's all, there's nothing more, nothing less. What halacha about Leich Chazak Kuni would bear that out? That there's nothing deep, dark secret about, no greatest halachic thing here?
You only need it when the
Mocha
isn't there.
Oh, the Gemara is the Befeirish. That's only true when it's Shalom B'Fnei Mocha. If the Mocha is standing there, and I go ahead and I make the Kinyan Chazak, but then there's no requirement. That's fair Shikmar, but come to the Vasra. Shalom B'Fnei you need it, not B'Fnei. So that makes exactly perfect sense. Exactly what Jeremy's telling me. There is no deep halachic reason for Leich Chazak Kuni. It's just a way of ascertaining what your das is. So if I could figure out another way to ascertain your das, i.e. you're standing there. So 2 years ago, you agreed to sell the field, to sell the house. Now you're standing there and you're watching me making your mice kin and hini mukhob zubad likhada sakarka, and you're standing there and twiddling your thumbs and smiling and waving. So what do you need Leich Chazak Kuni for? So the Chai Jeremy's right. Sometimes the Balabatship shot is the correct shot. But maybe no, maybe we're wrong. Maybe Leich Chazak Kuni is much deeper than that. Maybe what Leich Chazak Kuni is, it's not just psychologically to the environment where there's das or not. But if you think about it, kinyan is a funny thing. This is part two of kinyan. Last week was intro to kinyan, this is part two. This is kinyan 102. I sell you land. Let's forget about Kinyan Kesrin Shah. Let's use Kinyan Chazaka for a minute. I sell you land to Kinyan Chazaka. Who is the active player in the Kinyan Chazaka? Who's doing the action? The buyer. He's doing the Chazaka. He's fixing the fence. He's breaking down the fence. He's doing things. He's digging the hole. He's doing the Kinyan Chazaka, whatever Kinyan Chazaka meant. Let's think into the Roman Talmud for a second. I sell you an animal. Who's doing the Maisa Kinyan? The buyer, he makes the Mashiach there, whatever it is. Is that odd? Is that strange? That the active player in a Kinyan is the Kainet, and the Meicher is very, very passive. I would have almost expected the other way around. That if the roll takes two to tango, in order for a kidin to be valid, it has to be yaitzi mishus ha-mecher and nichnas into rishus ha-makabel, into rishus ha-makeach. So it's a funny thing that the maisa kinyon is totally and completely being accomplished by the makabel. And the mecher is totally passive. And again, I'm leaving out kinyon, kesef kinyon, chalipa knows maybe different kind of kinyonim. But kinyonim such as chazorah, kinyonim such as mishicha, it's a very, very odd thing that the mecher is almost doing nothing.
Why is it so odd? If we think about a kinyan in the sense of a mocher can willingly give up his property without any action, and it can be acquired by the person who wants it. Why is it so weird then to think of
it? Okay, so you're entitled to your opinion that maybe it's not weird, maybe you're right, maybe it's not strange, maybe you're not chadami. That a kinyan is much more of a focus on the kinis l'shus ha-makabel, and the yitzim l'shus ha-makabel is not so critical. I'm just highlighting that it's a little bit funny to almost take the mecher out of the picture, because in terms of das kinyan, in terms of which das is the more critical das, the das mecher, the das karna, anyone want to put out a guess, which is absolutely chayk v'layama? If you're missing that das, you can call it a day. Das mecher, as we said before, that das mecher is gezeilah. Is das karna so critical? Anyone know? You want to bring me a raya?
Oh, so
I wouldn't necessarily say that as a raya, because there you do have das koina. You have the das zaychus representing the koina. I would bring a better raya from where? Who wants to bring me a raya? Bring me a raya. That das koina is very, very low on the hierarchy. Get is not such a good raya, because it's probably not how koina altogether.
Can you
come
into a
kata? Oh, famous Tyson's first day of summer kollel from 2 summers ago. So Taisus, at the beginning of the 8th practice of Sanhedrin, has a breakthrough in the sugya of giving matanas to a katan. But Taisus says, if a katan picks up a mitziah, he's not zeichar min haTorah. I don't need Taisus, that's a Mishnah Maseches Gittin. Mitziah's cheshet, the katan even gezel beidak yisholom. But if I give a gift to a katan, the katan is kind of midarais. That's what Taisus claims. Taisus has a few rayas from Gemaras and Sukkot and Evin. None of the rayas are ironclad. The Rishonim disagree, but we're going to go big first at Taisus for a second. That there is such a concept of giving a matana to a katan, and he can be kind of in a Torah. And Taisus coined the phrase. What's the phrase called? I remember. Das echas makna soi. They state in Taisus and Evin. There's a Rashba in Maseches Gittin in the 2nd parak that says that even though the Gemara says in Yevamos in the 5th parak that if a person doesn't realize that he's making my sekinyan. Mark gives an example. I have a field adjacent to the ger, and the ger has no yarshim, and the ger dies. So what happens to the nichsei ager when he dies? It's hefker. And I'm working my field. I'm fixing up the fence in my field. I'm digging holes in my field, and I didn't even realize that I crossed over the border, and I'm talking to the nichsei ager. And lo and behold, I'm doing a ma'ase chazok on the nichsei ager. What's the problem? I thought it was my field. I didn't look at the surveyor's map from the town. I didn't realize I'm over the border line. So the Gemara says Yevamos Leikona, and yet comes the Rashba in the second part of Gittin and says, if you give a gift to somebody and the other guy goes through the motions and he didn't even realize he's been kinder. He didn't even chav. He was clueless what was going on. He was fast asleep, but he went through the motions. The kinyan's chav. You know why? He's like the Rashba. Das ches mafnasay. So the Ktzais is a famous beer in Adin. It's a big, big controversial, very controversial Ktzais, but it says the famous beer that the Yesoda Dover of those two Dinim, the Ktzais and Sanhedrin, and the Rashba Gittin is that you don't really need das kinyan halacha. You really only need das machna. Why is Metzias Chayesh HaVikot not chav in the Torah? So you got to learn to say give enough of them. So in the hierarchy of Das, I would say the Meicha is much more important. Without a Meicha, you can't budge. You're mamshin the world of Gezeil. Without a Koine, without a Das Koine, it's Nishkevel. So it is a modern thing that when it comes to the Maisa Kinyan, the Meicha is totally passive. It's a very, very strange thing. So one could suggest that the Meicha is not totally passive. The Meicher is actively involved in the transferring of the ownership. How does the Meicher express that? The recitation of Lechazik Kni is the Meicher's active participation in the Hakanah. A Kinyan, this week's Pasha, Kesef Asad Kach Mimeni, what's the first Gemara in Kedushna Beisei? Kicha is a lush in kinyan. Kinyan and kicha are synonymous with one another. How do you lekeach something? How do you accomplish an act of lekicha? Lekicha has a dual meaning in Lashon HaKodesh. Lekicha, either when I pick something, I picked up this water bottle, I was lekeach the water bottle. And there's another way to be kach something. How was that? V'ikach korach. Kach is Yeshua. What does the word kicha mean? Kachenu b'what?
B'dvarim.
Verbal kicha is also called the kicha. So it could be that in the pure view of halacha, not in Jeremy's world of the balabatim and the psychologists and baisalach, but in the world of halacha, there's one of our classic hakiras. We always talk about this. Is it a dinim metzius or a dinim halacha? So it could be that labir stechaz kuni is a halachic concept that actively involves the meicher in the etzem b'chalais. So it's not just a way to shy away that he's okay with it, but that is his participation in the meisim mechira. Because it's inconceivable, the Torah puts such significance in Adas HaMeicher. It's so ma'akev, it's even more important, the Ktzai says, in Adas HaMeicher. How can it be that the Meicher is not involved in the Etzav HaKich? And the answer is he is. So what's the Kash? Yes, you can ask me a Kash. What's your Kash? You say, Abba Zoi. Abba, I knew you can ask me a Kash. If he's standing there, so why do you need his participation also? What's the answer? It's an umdra and the muh, it's a labor dvam shabliv lev kaladam. It's as if he said it. He's standing there watching the other guy dig a hole in his field, and the other guy's saying, I'm not working for you, I'm buying your field, and I'm standing there and watching. It's Kibu, I said it. We find in other areas of Allah, dvam shabliv lev kaladam, sometimes works. Anyone learn psach with us last year? Pitul chametz, dvam shabliv lev kaladam? Hefke, dvam shabliv, didn't we talk about this last year? Sometimes the halacha does recognize the fact that something that's so muvan me'elav, it's ki'ilu, you said it. So yesh ladun, yesh lachor, what's the nature of this din of the requirement of amiras lechazim kini? Is it a requirement just out metzias advar, or is it an etzem chelek from the actual participation of the meicher? And the only reason we get away with it without we can do away with it without when there's the meicher standing there, is ki ilo isi part of it's as if he said.
So does that mean that the difference in being the front of on one side it's taking the place of the divo on the other side, and so you're moving the necessity of the divo?
Absolutely, couldn't have said it better. Right, absolutely. Anyone know ke'ein this idea? It's almost ke'ein this chakira. That we find in Dinei Mamonos, we find in another area of Halacha, where we find the requirement of Dibur, and yet we can't quite pin down why we need that Dibur, and sometimes we can actually get away with the Dibur, without the Dibur. It's a little riddle in Halacha. It's almost ke'ain the same idea. The starting point is, we have a Maisa, but the Maisa is not sufficient. A Dibur is necessary to supplement the Maisa. We have a Lomdash Shiloh, what the nature of the Dibur is the Metzias or Halacha, and we tackle fine sometimes that the Dibur can be done away with. Oh, by what? It's told to what?
If you're involved in the...
Oh, Tazoi! Very good. Kedushin of Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara says in the Hamad Alpha Kedushin, it's Chayt Le'yavor, almost. You need an Amira Sarayam HaKadeshes. A guy gives a ring to a woman, doesn't say Sarayam HaKadeshes. He doesn't have to say those words, Sarayam HaKadeshes. He could say Miyuchades Le'ishti, he can say Mirureses, he could say whatever fancy lush you can come up with. The Gemara Kedushin has some very, very poetic ways of speaking. The guy's standing under the chuppah, and he says to her, you should be my rib. Is that a lushin? Haret Salasi? Is that a Haret Fusasi? Haret Kenegdi? Haret Deza? Wow, those are very, very, you know, esoteric ways of describing your marriage relationship. But if he says something that's half-baked, legible, you know, people really understand what's going on, so then, sure, it's a good lushin condition. So it doesn't have to be the magic wisdom of Kedushin. But Dibu, you need. You give a ring without a Kodesh, so this is going to Shidvar Matem. Why? What do you need Dibu for? Vishtet, you need Dibu. Vishtet. So you do on the foursome, or it should be a do on the foursome, at least after the Shetra, we do on the foursome. There's a major machlekes to Mishayim. What the nature of that Dibu is. The Gemara never spells it out. The Gemara spends 10 blot in the beginning of Kedushin figuring out Kesar Shtarabia, and the Gemara never bothers asking, by the way, how do you know you need Dibu? So some Mishayim seem to say, there's no pasuk that you need dibur. There's no grandiose, deep halachic halacha mashmasina that you need dibur. What do you need dibur for? How in the world is she going to know what he wants from her? He gives her a ring. happy birthday, happy graduation, happy, I don't know, whatever it is. How do you know that's Kiddushin? So if you don't say Arei Mekudeshes, there's no Das Kiddushin B'chol. So the requirement of saying Arei Mekudeshes is to indicate that she has Das Kiddushin, that he has Das Kiddushin. Otherwise, it's just nobody knows what's going on. That's not Kiddushin. Well, maybe there's more within that. Maybe the reason why you need Arei Mekudeshes is also a throwback to what? To what's the famous words? Ki what? Ki yikach. Kishisha. And kiyika kishisha is a din kicha. So I thought kicha just means I give you a ring and this is the kicha. That's part of the story. But there's more to the story than you need a complete total kicha. The kicha has to include a dibur. And the dibur is halachli part of the maisa kicha of kiddushin. It's almost an identical chakira to bakinyonim. And guess what? We find a very, very similar exception to the rule. What's the similar exception to the rule? If they're discussing marriage, a suki b'yis inyan, so they're not mamish talking about, he doesn't say Rebbe Kudeshes, but they're sitting around together and they're discussing, prices of apartments, and they're sitting and discussing, who's doing what and who's going to take care of this, and they're talking about it's like a joke. Kama atanaisin the bincha. The couple are talking about how much money the parents are going to spend. So all in Yonif and Kedusha. And then he takes out a ring, gives her a ring. Mazel tov. So Gemara says the kedushin is chal. So why is the kedushin chal? So if you hold the first beer, that what? No. All you needed was what? To show what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. But you hold more than that. You need a dibur. So some Yishurim seem to say that was the dibur. Talking about price of apartments is the dibur. What vishtei talach vashti? It's got to be a lashon kedushin. It's got to be a lashon marriage. So anything that's in the marriage vocabulary is also called the dibur. So it's kain that it's not identical to the previous chakira. Because by the case mechira, we said the guy didn't even open up his mouth; he just stood there, and that was also like a dibur. So there's like a toned down dibur also. So a very, very similar kind of a chakira. So now that we have a little bit of a background as to what the klal of amir slechas gedi is all about, one of these two possibilities. Let's read the Tais in the Rosh now. What did Tais in the Rosh say? What did the Rosh really say? You don't need it over here. You know why? This is just a chalukz of shutfas. That's nishkei mechira. Whew, Baruch Hashem, breathe a sigh of relief if you don't need it. Why? Anyone explain to you what the Rosh is talking about?
I would like to argue with the Rosh, as it were. It seems to me a stronger, not a weaker thing here, because the whole idea of a chazakah is you're doing an act that shows your ownership of the land. But here, before the sale,
I also was a shutter. So you need a higher degree, otherwise,
so
you
have a higher thing.
Well, Mr. Alders, Rosh, cuts, not a bad tzvara. But the Rosh didn't say that. You're right. I hear the taina. We call you chazakah sheishim taina. No, that was a joke. No one got it. It's like chesabatim joke. Okay, forget it. No. So what's Pshat? What's going on in the Rosh?
Assuming that the Rosh is the Pshat coming from the fact that Rashi has this second answer, it's not just the one answer. The fact that Rashi's answer is going and making this walking and going over Yom, and you've now said, this is my, and the fact you're then walking over, it shows that level of das and that level of action that you would otherwise have.
Yeah, but the Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh said the reason why this stunt works is because the Rosh said clearly,
"How could you carry
Yishol
Shneim?" Well, you said that the Rosh and Tosfos were in the same camp.
Yeah, but the Rosh says the reason why he's willing to forego Lechaz Gukini is because Shakarki Tosfos didn't give you the reason why. So maybe you want to make up your own reason, but that's Tosfos. Maybe you're right, but I don't believe that Tosfos was giving a different reason. I think Tosfos didn't give any reason. So I think the Rosh is almost a mafarish, not a chaylik on Tosfos. The Rosh is saying, and whether I'm right or wrong, you have to say Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh take favorish in the Heilige Rosh. Why should that be so? In light of Echakira, should that or should not be so? What do you think? It depends on what.
Now there's no Mechira. So now once you say there's no Mechira, so there's no ding that the person that's done the last Mocher has to be in the
Mocher. So comes Rav Issa Zalman. Rav Zalman and Sefer Evan Ozel. His aunt was a very famous Rashiva in Europe. You know who he was? She was in Slutsk. Then everyone know where he went afterwards? He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He became the Shimon Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. And in addition to his famous Sefer, Eben Ozel, famous, he was famous when he did Shivas for many, many years. He was a Talmud, very close to Talmud of Reb Chaim. He also had another claim to fame. He had a very, very famous, illustrious son-in-law. Ron Kotler was his son-in-law. Okay? So Rav Zalman raises this chakira about the nature of Lechaz Gukhni. He's ma'ayra that Lechora, the Rosh is taking aside in the Shaila. As Zach said correctly. If you hold that the purpose of Lechaz Gukhni is simply to regal what Yadas is, it's a psychological tool that Chazal invented, created, Yesh Be'ayin, just to, as a test to see whether you're serious or not. Why do you need a less degree of seriousness to be Mechalek HaShutfes that this whole field? At the end of the day, if I'm Mechalek HaShutfes without, I can't do that. It's a Dov Shem Din Chalukah. I'm not allowed to be Mechalek HaShutfes without your Haskama. The field is not one Lekach the Chalukah. So if you hold that Lechaz Gukhni is a tool, device that Chazal instituted to just be Mishai what your agreement level is, why should we say there's a low level of agreement? That's if Chumash HaShutfes, that's from Bechira. Das requires Das, and Das requires Das. But you tell me that that's not the goal of Lechaz Gukhni. We know your Das is. You agreed last month. We have no reason to think that you changed your mind. We know your Das is. Elawat is a halachic mechanism that's necessary to be for a mechir to be chal. You need the active participation of the mechir, and this is the way to accomplish that. One can argue, but mendav or memurim, that you need this halachic participation. That's when you have a mechir. There's nishkin mechira. It's a different chalashem. There's a chaluk as a shufis. It's not a mechira. And therefore, it could be that degree of participation that's normally synonymous with an amir sechazutini was never necessary here. That's the Bira Dabra Dabra. It comes out a strange thing. If you believe Lechaz Gukhni, it's very, 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 very important. It's really super duper important because it's halachic in nature, not just balabatish in nature. Then we could forego it by Chalukas HaShutfes. Whereas if you hold that it was never really so important anyway, just a way to quiet down the psychologists and the Matthias and the Jeremies in this world. So then, but you need it. At the end of the day, without it, we don't really know that there was serious Kamir's Das here. So it's a little bit counterintuitive, but that's the Chorav. It's 100% right.
If I'm doing a chazak on my side of the field and my neighbor's doing a chazak on his side of the field, it's not obvious that I want to get my side and you want his side. That's not enough of God.
So you want to say that it's a buffon of, right? So that's a problem. You know why I don't want to say that? I would have liked to say it. You know why?
Because
first of all, the Rosh doesn't say that. Zichr doesn't say that. Number two, it would be overkill. Because unlike the Ramban, but what Tyson the Rosh bother with, that Rav Ashi is telling us something new, something we would not have known on our own, right? So if you're going to tell me that this is just a plain befonav, if everything's befonav and everything is the same and everything is just posh based on Sugi's other place in Shas, so what did Rav Ashi end up giving about the answer? So basically, what's the answer to this question? This is a loaded, loaded question. This is something that goes way beyond, I mean, it's impacting the Gimel of Vasa, but this is way, 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 way beyond Vasa of Gimel. So in order to get a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of insight into this sugya, we have to take about 10 steps back. Probably some of you were wondering why I put the Maramachim in Gittin on the Maramachimus. Anyone was thinking about that? I mean, probably by the time you get to the Kitzalis, you realize why. So let's backpedal for a few minutes. Okay, let's just go put this Revis Zalman with the Rosh in the back burner. Let's ask ourselves that question. What is the nature of the Amiras Lechaz Gukhni? Fundamental question is, what is the nature of the participation or lack thereof of the Meicha B'Shasakim? So Yadua Mefursam is the parish of Shlichus in the Torah. It was the Sugya Dafim Aleph and Mesechta Kedushin of others that did Shlichus. In addition to the din of Shlichus, the Gemara derives from Sugya Shlichus, he's a Shlich. So Reuben appoints a Shlich, tells Shimon to bring a get to his wife, and for whatever reason Shimon can't do it, so he puts another Shlich. Sometimes there are issues of Gemir's Das of Reuben. Sometimes Reuben is not thrilled with Shimon doing it. So that's all Sugya's been a third part of Gittin. When do we say Reuben really didn't want Shimon to hand it over? And if we really would be able to assess that Reuben does not want Shimon to hand over the get to another Shliach, that would pose a serious problem because the get has to be giving me Das Abba. But assuming that that's not a fact, assuming that everyone's hunky-dory, everyone's happy with what's happening, so then there's nothing intrinsically wrong with Shliach as a Shliach. So There's a sugya in the seventh paragraph of Kedushin, third paragraph of Gittin. These are Dvar Pshutam Advarid. There's a sugya in the Gemara. There's Psukim, Shiloh, Shilchu, and Mapikim, and Amapikim. Sugyas in the Malaf and Kedushin. Comes the Gemara all of a sudden in Gittin. There's a whole nother problem, a whole nother issue going on. What? What's the din if Reuven does not hand a piece of paper as a get to give to his wife? Rather, Reuven appoints somebody or multiple people to write and to sign and to authorize, put together the get. He authorized them to put together the get. So that works. That's not a shaila. Mishnayos throughout the Sefer Gittin. The Baal doesn't have to write to get himself. Everybody knows that. The Baal can appoint a sofer to write a get on his behalf. That's like a milsa, the pshita ad v'oid. There are 20 Mishnayos in Gittin that say that. The Baal doesn't have to write. Either Torah says the chos of law. So what's the answer to that question? The Torah state and Torah b'chsav parshat kiseit the chos of law sefer krisa. So if you were a karoy, a tzduki, so you would think that what a get means is the husband has to take a piece of paper and write himself. So the Mishnah is say beferish, that's not true. So I pasim chumish. So who said shlichus? So that's the unpopular pshat. So it's one day in Tosfos that says that. You're right, that the lo'olam, the pasuk means the husband has to write it, and the only reason why the sofer could write it is based on shlichus. That's right. Tosfos says that in one place, but says Gittin. But the more popular Tosfos is in the second paragraph of Gittin, where Tosfos does in the first paragraph, Tosfos says like you in the second paragraph, Tosfos says the other pshat. And the second paragraph got more fanfare because it's a bigger Tosfos.
It has to be the Shema, for her.
I just want to know the answer to that question. In the Heilige Tosfos B'Chsav state that the Chosav was Sefer Krisos, and the Tosfos B'Peh Mishnayos described Ma'aseh B'Chol Yom. When a get is given today, the husband doesn't do the writing. So how do we get? How do we cross that bridge? So one day in Tosfos says, obviously Shlichus. The other day in Tosfos, anyone know? It says, the chosav lo sefer krisos, you have to translate that really, really carefully. The perfect art scroll translation. V'chosav lo sefer krisos. How do you translate that phrase, v'chosav lo?
Oh, it can't be like someone else.
So you told me what it doesn't say in my translation. I want to know what would translate. Give me a translation. English translation.
Cause it to be written.
Cause it to be written. That's a lawyer talking to you. Cause it to be written. If I was writing my English translation, what would I write? He shall write it. V'chos of law. He. Who's the he? With the not the capital hey. He. Mamish. Who is the he of the pasuk? Come on. You ever go to third grade? When you write a sentence and you use a pronoun, so it's for shteitzah. Who's the pronoun going back on?
The antecedent
on the previous guy in the pasuk. So who's the previous guy in the pasuk? Kikach ishisha, the man. So the man got married. Who's Einav? The husband. The chos of law is the husband. Who's v'nasa law? The husband. V'shuchu v'vesa. Who's shalayach? The husband. So comes Tosfos with a startling way of reading Lashon HaKodesh. Tosfos in the seventh grade said, "You read the pasuk. You failed your eighth grade essay." It's the altar's right, the legal jargon over here. The whole pasuk is talking about the husband, except for the phrase of chosav lo sefer krisos. Chosav means someone should write. Who's the someone? I couldn't care less. Get shall be written. The chosav lo, somebody should write the get. It shouldn't come down min hashemayim. Somebody should write the get. Who? I have no idea. I couldn't care less who writes the get. Chosav lo sefer krisos. So comes Tosfos in the second part of Gittin and says, there never was a requirement of ksivas habaal, and therefore we didn't have to fall back on shlichus. So remarkable Tosfos. What's the pele gadol according to Tosfos? Pele ploim should be ploim according to Tosfos.
How do you have lishma?
How do you have lishma? That's the kasha. That may be the teretz. Hold on. What's the kasha? What's the bomb kasha? Mishnayos and Gittin. Mishnayos say time and time and time again in Masechet Gittin that a sefer cannot write a get without having what? What's the two words? Tzivi habal. The husband has to appoint a sefer. A sefer is going to start writing his own Gittin. Stop. He needs tzivi habal. Without tzivi habal, the get is meaningless. It's a worthless piece of paper. What do you need tzivi habal for? So comes Tosfos and analyzes this and Sefer Gittin and says, if you hold that tzivi habal is what the pasuk means, and the only way we can defend the practice of the Mishnayos of having a sefer write it, it's a sugya fun shlichos. So you know what you need tzivi habal? Tzivi habal is nothing more, nothing less than what? It's a cute way of saying mina shlichus. That phrase of tibi abal that the Rishonim coined, tibi abal, achiyish mupi abal, that's the same way as mina shlichus. The same way I can't sell your field without a mina shlichus. I can't be mafresh too without a mina shlichus. I can't write you get for your wife without a mina shlichus. But the din of tibi abal and the din of mina shlichus are synonymous. That's what Tosfos holds in the first Berachot Gittin. Because Tosfos in the first Berachot Gittin holds that you need shlichus for ksivis abal. But it says in the second paragraph, it says that there never was a din shlichus. There never was a din shlichus. What was it? The chosav was seven kvisos. What do you need to be about for? Oshinai kitoka.
For Lishma, it's an umdana that is Lishma.
Tosfos says in the Sefer Berachot Gittin that the requirement of Tzivi Abal is because nobody else with a straight face can supply Tzivi Abal. Can supply Lishma again. You want to say it in a razzle dazzle? The Baal is the Baalim under Lishma of the get. The Ksivas again can be done by anybody, but the Etzem. Halishma of the get is something that's only in the domain of the Baal. Why the should be? Sisrei Torah. We're not learning Gittin now. Maybe someday we'll learn Gittin. Hopefully, I think it's in the Machzor in a complete. When are we learning Gittin? Next year. When's on the list? No, next year Gittin. Yeshiva. I think so. Aren't we in Nushim? What?
The Kol learned Gittin last year, so I don't know if it's.
Oh, what did we learn last year in Yeshiva? So, last year was a Moedia, this isn't the Gittin, last year was a Nushim year. I think we're learning Gittin.
We lost Gittin.
Gittin got lost. It got lost. It came back. I don't know. I'm not sure. So again, hopefully we'll learn Gittin at some point. We'll figure out what in the world that Tosfos means. So at the end of the day, everybody agrees there's a sugya of Ksivas Abal. What is Ksivas Abal is a din from Shlichas, regular rules of Shlichas, whether it's some razzle-dazzle dinner, but Lishma, Shlichas, or Lishma, something like that. So the Arai is back and forth. That's Tayrus and Tayrus in the second, third parakim of Gittin. Rabbi said that was just the intro to our discussion. So the person had Tzivi Abal. Reuben appoints a cipher to go write a get. He appoints to wait him to sign. To get everything shown by Yisrael. And then what do these guys do? They're asked to follow him. What do these guys do? They're busy. What do? They hand it off to somebody else. So if you ask me, I'd say, that's great. It's wonderful. Why not? What's that based on? Sure. Why not? Shlichas shlich. I just told you a minute ago, the Mishnah says that Reuben gave a get, gave the piece of paper, already signed the seal to Shimon to deliver it, and then Shimon changes his mind, goes ahead and appoints Levi. That's good. Shlichas shlich. So manishtana, that shlichas shlich works for the Mesiris Aget and doesn't work for Ksivas Aget. That's the second and third part of Gittin. The seventh part of Gittin. What's the difference? So Rav explains what the difference is. What's the magic phrase? No, that was not the magic phrase. That was Abaye's phrase. Rav says what? Rav says, Mile ninu umile la mimser and the shaliach. You quote Abaye. Rav. Mile ninu umile la mimser and the shaliach. What are those words mean? Mile ninu umile la mimser and the shaliach. When Reuben hands Shimon a piece of paper, there's something tangible, something realistic here. Shimon can hand over the paper to Pliny, to Levi, and Levi will become the new Shaliach. Shaliach as a Shaliach is presupposing that there was a Maisa that was given over to the first Shaliach. If the first Shaliach, Koyach to work, was just based on words alone, he doesn't have anything to speak of. He has a tzivu, he has these intangible words to write a get. Those words are not nitan to the next shaliach. You can't hand over something that doesn't exist. You can appoint a shaliach to do something that doesn't exist yet. Because again, according to Hef, the Rishayim, one day in Taizus, you need a shaliach, you need a mina shaliach for the ksivas. Again, so mina mitzvah shaliach does not mean that there's no such parashah and shalichas on when there's an original mila. That's okay. Mila mitzvah shaliach with pashtus means that those words that are only words, they're just dvar ma'omde b'ayisaspech ba'avir, and that need done to a second shlichus. So that's the difference. All right, good. Baruch Hashem, wonderful. We learned the second interpretation. Again, we're good to go. Shechas Shlech works for Mitzvah Segetas by Tzivya Baal. Wonderful. Let's get into a cheerier topic. Let's go into the topic of Kiddushin. Okay. Reuven can't make it to the wedding. He's busy. It's a snowstorm. He's got to find those. He's not going to make it. Won't be able to make it. So he asks his good friend Shimon, Shimon, do me a favor, please. I'm sure my Makala will be understanding. Do me a favor, please. Go be Makadish for me. You'll be my Shalech and Makash. Let's make it really, really similar to get us. As similar to get as we can. And Reuven writes a Shtar Kiddushin. Hands over Shimon, go ahead, please go and bring the Kiddushin under the Chuba. Shimon's traveling, he's driving through the snowstorm, and he's driving some Yeshivish car, and he makes it half a mile, and he gets stuck over there. Some other guy comes in his his SUV, his four-wheel drive, he comes by and says, I'll be able to do it for you, I'll continue. Hand a relay race, hand it over to me. So he hands over the Shtar Kiddushin to the next guy, and Shalom Yisrael, and he makes it through, right? And he arrives just in time for the chuppah. He hands off the Shtar Kiddushin, Mazel Tov. You don't have any problems with it? What do you think that is? You think that's closer to the model of a shaliach, is a shaliach by Mesir Saget? Or is that closer to the model of a shaliach, Eino as a shaliach, by Ksiva Saget? I mean, this is like a joke of a question, right? Which do you think is closer? It's obviously Mesirah. This is Mili. What's for Mili? I gave you the Shtar. How is that Mili? So most Rishonim say you're talking right. It's talking not Mili. Except for one of the great Rishonim. It's a very, very famous Shita in Rishonim. Maktais makes reference to it. It's quoted by the Mordechai. Anyone know who he quotes? And he quotes the Fima Shikasa of Mordechai. In the name of the Kaddush, Miradush. There are two different Yisrael. Some of Miradush, some of Dorish. I'm not sure what the name of the town was. Rabbi Shlomo Midorish, Shlomo Miradush. He's called the Kaddush Midorish. Anyone know why he's called the Kaddush? The Rishonim only used the word Kaddush for one reason.
He was a martyr.
He was killed in Kiddush Hashem. He was killed in the Crusades, the period of the Crusades. And Shlomo Midorish. So the Mordechai quotes from the Kaddush Midorish. It says that this is not going to work. Mesirah Shtar Kiddushin is also called Mili. It is closer in model to Ksivas Aget than it is to Mesirah Aget. And Pilipon, what's the difference? How is that? So the Kodesh Midrash explains the answers as follows. Mili versus Maisa is not necessarily measured in terms of is it something tangible versus something that's not tangible. The difference between Mili and Maisa, as the Kodesh Midrash is, you hand the get over to the shaliach, the game's over. The get is just about all done. It's missing one very, very small technicality. What is that? Just plopping into the hands of the woman. Can anything possibly go wrong at that stage? No. You know why? Why can nothing go wrong? And even if the woman says she refused to take it, what's the din? I mean, a Torah, the din is the get is chal anyway. Whether you should or should not do it is another story. Probably you shouldn't. But the get, but the evidence is chal. Yishuv is kiresh is b'akarcha. So the Messiah's get is done. By the time the Messiah's get comes into the picture, the game is over. I mean, again, she can't go be mezana at that point until she gets the piece of paper in her hand. That's true. But l'maisa, for all practical purposes, everything is done. When all you did was you appointed a couple of guys to write and sign a get, mamish, nothing's happened here. That's called mili. So it's not the kaddish miradish. What do I have? A maisa. There's something tangible, but it ain't over yet. It is not done yet. It's not complete. It's waiting for something critical. You know what it is? Her consent. It ain't over till, I won't say who sings, but it ain't over. Right? To call Yogi Bear, it ain't over until it's over. It ain't over until she's Makabel Badash Lema Beratzel on the Kedushin. And since we still are Choser Her Ratzel, Apidin, this is called Mili. It's a Chiddush Gadol for the Kaddish Beradish. It's a Chiddush Gadol. Mordechai quotes as a Chiddush. You have to like digest that. This is a very, very new way of reading the Sugya of Mili. startling way of reading the sugya. Really, but zayshteit in the
morachim. As far as because the words could change.
Because since you require hadas, it ain't over yet. And kolzman, it ain't over. That's called mili. The demarcation between mili and maisa is not action versus non-action. It's not tangible versus not tangible. It's is this a done deal or not a done deal? Ksivus again is not a done deal. Mesiris again is a done deal. Mesiris shar kedusha is not a done deal because it's chaser har hadas. So I state in the kashmir. I say, what does that have to do with us? The ktsois discovered this Mordechai. I think the Mordechai one step further. Says the ktsois, forget kiddush v'gita. Let's go back to the moment. It's back to Vavasar. I want to give you a gift. So I appoint a shaliach to go give you the gift. I want to sell you the karka. I want to give you the karka as a gift or the mechir, whatever it is. I write a shtar. And I hand the shtar off to one shaliach. The shaliach gets sick, he wants to hand it off to another shaliach. Would that work or not? If he asked me, I'd say, that's like Messiah. I said, yeah, why not? What's the problem? He says, it's nice. That ain't going to work. Why? Why is it not going to work? Batana requires what? Also requires da'asalaka. I can't give you a gift be'al karcha. Since it requires the kindness to be masking. But the whole that you need a formal das kind of not is that's another ketzais. That's the ketzais we referred to before. But everyone agrees, you can't give him a gift. So since the lakech has a veto, the lakech's veto in Mechira is like the woman's veto under the chuppah. The only example we have in halacha of shlichah is the shlichah of the ketzais is by Mesiris HaGet because there's a built-in premise that a get can be given by a Ksivas Aget is zicha mili because it's nothing happened yet. It's a legamer, nothing happened. Mesiris Shtar Kedushin is mili because it's Tolev Eimer on the Kabbalah Adasa Isha. And even Mesiris Shtar Matona is Tolev Eimer on the Adas, on the Ratzon, on the Askoma of the Mikado. A famous, famous bar from Ketzais. Who is the big Baal Plukta on the Ketzais in this one? The Nesivas. Hopefully that's Shem tomorrow. You want to ask a question before?
Just on the Ketzais. So in a case where someone appoints Marco Ada and Marco Shlichim says write a get and give a get, and the Ada and they write the get, but then they can't give it and they pass on to someone else without work because then the giving as a get from Astat. The entire process has to be
well, what did he say? He authorized them to give the get?
He told them to write a get and then to also give the get. So if they work the get,
right, they wrote together already, so now you have to learn the things and getting carefully, but at what point you say something becomes melee, I don't remember, you have to learn that carefully. So this big, big breakthrough of the Ketais and the Baplut of the Ketais is in the Sivas. Hopefully Hashem tomorrow you have to analyze this Machlokes much deeper and see what this Machlokes is going to ultimately circle back to add discussion as to what exactly the role of the Meicher is, which is of course going to impact on the Lechaz Bifni and the entire Sivas. Okay.